She was a pioneering missionary, one of the 21 noble women honoured by a stained glass window at Liverpool Cathedral, and a woman who spoke to Norwich factory workers and others in the city about life in faraway Africa. But it seemed this daughter of Norfolk, born 190 years ago, who once took Snap, the legendary Norwich dragon, into a convalescent home to put a smile on the faces of patients, had been forgotten about in her home county. All that has changed now, thanks to Anne Meakin, who many years ago happened across a newspaper cutting in Norwich Library from 1934, telling the story of Anna Hinderer, née Martin, who came from Hempnall and was a friend of the Gurney family from Earlham Hall. Anna and her husband David were missionaries, some of the first white people to go to this remote part of Nigeria in 1852, where they established the first Christian mission. The story was about African children raising £10 to pay for the restoration of their grave at Martham Church. So, Anna and David were remembered and loved in West Africa and Liverpool, but not in these parts. So just who were they? Anne Meakin set out on her own mission to tell her story. It resulted in a book, Anna Hinderer, Pioneer Missionary, published by Connaught Books of Norwich. And that has now resulted in a special service of thanksgiving being conducted at St Mary's Church, Martham, by the Bishop of Norwich, the Right Reverend Graham James. Bishop Graham went in procession to the road alongside the old vicarage to unveil Martham's first blue plaque, commissioned by the local history group, commemorating the time Anna and David Hinderer lived there. It was installed by permission of the present owners. After the ceremony, the procession returned to the churchyard and Anna's grave. Her husband David died in Bournemouth in 1890. Prayers of thanksgiving and dedication were said at the graveside, and the bishop gave a special blessing to the renovation work, which has recently been completed to make the wording legible again. The gravestone was last renovated in 1933, when girls from Kudeti High School at Ibadan, Nigeria, collected money to pay for it. When Anne Martin read about it, she set about discovering the story of Anna and her husband David, and found her letters and journals of life in Africa, which painted a real and raw picture of what life was like for the locals and the missionaries. The couple had travelled to Ibadan in 1852, where they established the first Christian mission, and lived there until 1869. During that time, they endured the most horrendous ordeals of isolation, illness, and starvation, but many people loved Anna and David and cared for them. Anna grew up in Lowestoft, where Richenda Cunningham, a sister of prison reformer Elizabeth Fry, encouraged her to be a teacher. On their visits back to England, Anna told stories of life in Africa, often to Norwich people, while staying at Earlham Hall. When they finally returned, they moved to Martham, where David served the church and Anna continued speaking and writing. Her story was first published in a book, 17 Years in the Yoruba Country, following her death. And when the windows for the Lady Chapel at Liverpool Cathedral were being designed in 1909, it was decided they would honour 21 noble women who had made a significant contribution to helping the world. One of them was the gentle, treasured, much-loved and extremely brave Anna. As Anne says, few Norfolk girls have shown such commitment, courage and determination in the face of adversity that they have been considered worthy to be commemorated in a stained glass window in one of England's great cathedrals. She was an exceptional person. Indeed she was.